Have you ever toured a cavern at one of our national parks? Some of them are so deep and dark that without artificial light, you can't see your hand in front of your face. Darkness that thick can be frightening. You probably already know what that feels like if darkness has swallowed up some part of your life. Maybe you've received a troubling medical diagnosis, a loved one has died, or your relationship with one of your children is broken. Whatever it is, a light has gone out and life seems dark. So dark that you can't see good things even though they're right in front of you. When life gets hard, I recommend three things. First, find hope in your faith. There is good reason to believe that you can find your way through this time of shadows. As Jesus himself promised, light will overcome the darkness. Second, remember that like the morning sunlight, hope doesn't just appear, it emerges. Don't think you're going to snap your fingers and just get over your sorrow. Allow hope to grow little by little, day by day, until one day you come alive again. Finally, lean on the support of family and friends, or a pastor, or give one of our counselors a call at 1-800, the letter A in the word family. Even when life gets dark, you don't have to be alone. As you wait for light to return to your life, pray. Be patient and stay connected to people. Hope for tomorrow is what empowers you to endure suffering today. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Hi, I'm Dr. Greg Smalley.
And I'm Erin Smalley.
Marriage is an amazing gift from God, but it can also be a challenge sometimes.
That's right. We could all use a little guidance.
And that's why we started our podcast, Crazy Little Thing Called Marriage.
We talk about things like recognizing conflict cycles, dealing with stress, and how to grow your love each day.
Listen at crazylittlethingcalledmarriage.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
We can't wait to see you there.